Free Speech Public Sidewalk. And this is a free event, but I'm staying on the Free Speech Public Sidewalk. So I will need a law officer to tell me that you guys have permitted off and denied free speech through all the sidewalks. Yep. I do have free speech. I do have free speech, right? So that's what I'm here to do, sir. And I won't be going in. I won't be going in your event. I won't be going. I will be going in the park down there.
Okay, but use any type of microphone.
I have no microphone.
Okay.
You're using microphones to blast your satanic music. Okay. I'm just lifting up my voice. I got a loud voice.
Okay.
I have a gospel card here. I love you guys to show you why this is a corrupt event. We have a testing of it. It's on the internet. Pretty soon, in the weeks to come, when people search Life Light, our testing is going to come up. We've been doing this for years. We don't make money like the worldly bands. John Cooper, the hooligan from Skillet, who played at Hellfest. Do you realize that? You got a man out here who played at Hellfest. I got a video of him with the devil horns at Hellfest.
Sure, it wasn't like this?
Hellfest, devil horns. That's John Cooper. By the blood of Jesus Christ, you have to repent, gentlemen. Amen. And if you repent, guess what you do? You come from out of the world and out of false churchianity. And the Bible says you must be born from above to follow Christ. You're all following false churchianity. You're going to lose your souls. Jesus said, worship in spirit and truth. Revelation 2 and 3. Revelation 2 and 3 says he'll remove your lampstand. The security man who tried to throw me off, but he doesn't have legal standing. That's how loving he is. He doesn't have legal standing. I love you too. Unless you repent, you're going to lose your soul. We love our neighbor enough. Unless you are worshiping and following the biblical Savior, you're wasting your worship. In Mark 7, Jesus said, keeping your man-made traditions, you worship God in vain. You're worshiping God in vain in your man-made denominations, your worldly carnal music, and every false way that cannot please God. We're here lifting up the biblical gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. You're here for a false Jesus, gentlemen. The true Savior shed his blood. The true Savior shed his blood and rose again to defeat death.
Hey, can I pray for you?
Sir, I don't pray with people I don't know. I'm here to preach. Would you like a gospel card? Go test yourself. This is not biblical Christianity. Sir, it takes more than tattoos on your arm to serve Jesus. If you're not obeying him and coming out of the world, the wrath of God is upon you.
Why are you wasting your time?
Check out don'tperish.com, sir. We love you. Repent and seek after the biblical Savior, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, his resurrection. Repent, as I'm telling everyone. Change your mind. Change your ways. This is false Jesus and entertainment. This is not the biblical Savior. Repent and be born from above if you're willing to obey God. And when you're born from above, holiness and obedience is your desire. That means come out of the world, come out of every false church way, and seek Christ in spirit and truth. And you must endure in a saving faith. The church systems are not teaching you the saving faith. The church systems are practicing feminism and pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, and worldliness and compromise. We're here to love our neighbor, to lift up the true Savior, to lift up holiness and obedience. We'll go this way, Sister Drummond. Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. You're going to love one. You're going to hate the other. Today you're serving your flesh. And today you're serving mammon. You'll have millionaire men like John Cooper on stage selling the corrupt things of God. Holiness marks God's people. Not worldliness. Not carnality. Not sin. So we're just walking this free speech sidewalk and we're loving our neighbor, warning you about the wrath of God. But we got to tell you about the goodness of God. There is a goodness, love, grace, and mercy of God sent in Jesus Christ. But guess what? You don't get the goodness, grace, love, and mercy of God as you live like the world. You're going to get wrath and judgment. You're following a false Jesus, 2 Corinthians 11:4. that cannot save you. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com for free. You're following flesh, sin, corruption, and worldliness. You're following Sunday churchianity made of man. Jesus said, you must worship in spirit and truth. And if you can't hear the words of God, if you can't hear what I'm telling you, you have not eyes to see, ears to hear. You know what that means? That means Satan is your father because he's the father of lies. You're believing lies. But if you'd open your Bibles, you'd see the street preacher is telling you what the scriptures say, that wrath is coming for false churchianity, which is every church system in America. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, all lies, worldliness, feminization, selling the things of God, men on stage making millions off of Jesus. Jesus made a whip for that in John 2. This carnal, fleshly offering is not worship. This is entertainment of your flesh. And you have to repent and kill your flesh. Galatians 5 says, you will no longer fulfill the lust of the flesh by crucifying it and walking in the Spirit. Yep, the smoke and the lights are ready to start. Anybody tell me in Acts chapter 2, when Peter preached the gospel, did Peter bring in the harp music and the bone cymbals and the tambourine to fleshly woo people? No. There's no instruments used in the New Testament because we are now the instrument. Per the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 5, we have articles on all of that. We have gospel cards for anybody who wants to see why this is sin versus spirit and truth. Test yourself, neighbors. You're being deceived by false spirits, false Jesus. This is not the worship of God. This is carnal, worldly entertainment that will not save anyone. In Matthew 15 and Mark 7, Jesus said,
hey, brother, can I preach with you?
Get more videos since he's the founder.
Hey, brother, can I preach with you? I just got back from Kenya street preaching. Street preach just like this all over the world. You know, there's a drag show going on inside that hotel. Can you get them out here and you can preach to them? That would be awesome.
You're a stain against my
holy God.
How
do you know that? You don't know me.
Because you have carnality and worldliness. You're the founder of this place.
I am the founder.
Your name's Green, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you're the wicked founder of this. And unless you repent, you're going to lose your soul.
Hey, thank you. What's your name, brother?
You're going to lose. Doesn't matter what my name is.
What matters one thing,
there's a testing.
It only, hey,
there's a testing up that exposed. No, I don't need. I don't listen to false teachers.
It matters.
Unless you repent.
Lamb's book of life.
It is. And you can be blotted out, and you're going to be, sir, if you are there at all. But by your fruits, you're not. You're a wicked, worldly man that preaches a false Jesus.
Well, then,
your security guard's already tried to run me off a free speech sidewalk.
Oh, no, he hasn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he prayed with you.
They, too, came to usher me off.
The Lord your
two
God
came
is
to
in
usher
your midst.
Me off.
The mighty one will save you.
Test yourself
you
to the word
gladness.
Of God. He we're not going to give ground to that Mr. Green who started this swill, who's bringing wicked skillet on, who teaches a false Jesus, who's linked to ecumenicalism. None of this is of a holy God, folks. Turn from it. He says he was in Kenya street preaching. He's making false converts. He's making, as Jesus said to the Pharisees, you travel far to make disciples, and you make them twice the devil you are. That's what's going on here. This is a false Jesus, a false gospel, and false Christianity that will not save. Turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God. Holy is the Lamb of God. This is not holy and set apart for him. This is the world mingled with so-called false Jesus. Loving our neighbor, lifting up the gospel truth. Telling the truth while we can. Jesus said, work while it's day. Night is coming. Loving our neighbor. You're part of a false, corrupt religious system that's going to suffer the wrath of God. Our website, don'tperish.com, has many articles for free. We're not about money like these millionaires on stage. You can seek after the truth of God and find eternal life by losing your life and fleeing every false way. Test yourself to the word of God. Yeah, the security guard just drove by and told the guys, don't worry about them. You know why? Don't worry about me. Why? Because I have First Amendment rights on every sidewalk. And I can lift up the biblical Savior over their swill and over their false churchianity. So we're just loving our neighbor today, handing out gospel cards, calling them to repentance, pointing out the sin, rebuking American churchianity. It's loving to do. Rebuke them in public that are in sin so that others may see and fear. 1 Timothy 5. That's what we're doing today. Test yourself, sir. Go much deeper than the culture and your flesh. Seek after Jesus Christ and lose your life completely.